What up, people? It's your girl, Jessie, and this is The Scoop with Jessie. And today on this episode, we're gonna be having a very, very special guest coming all the way from Toronto, Ontario. It's your girl, Miss Shay. Okay, she's in the house today, and she's going to be having a lot to tell us. Let's welcome Ms. Shay. Hey, Shay.
Hey, everyone. How are you, Jess?
I am good. How are you?
I'm good. Glad to be here.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. I'm so happy you're here today. How are you?
Oh, I've been okay, you know. It's nice weather outside, so I'm just taking it easy.
Yeah, it's really nice outside. So today, Miss Shay, you're here because we want to know more about you. We read some stuff about your high school experiences, and it was good because you gave us like an insight of what high school was like. And now you're going to tell us like in full details, how was high school?
All right, sounds good. I can't wait.
Okay, so first I'm going to start off by asking, you said in your stuff, you said your grade 9 was nerve-wracking. What do you mean by that? Did you want to die or what?
It was nerve-wracking. I was scared to go to high school because I wasn't sure about how it was going to be. And everyone in my grade 8 school, they'd always be saying, when you get to high school, you're going to be a tiny fish in a big ocean of sharks. And so I felt really intimidated and I thought that I wasn't going to do that well. But then it ended up being really, really good, and I really enjoyed it, and I had lots of fun. I made lots of friends, and I had nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, that's nice. That's good. Real good. So what did you do? Did you join any clubs? Oh, yeah. You said you did have clubs. Yeah, you were in the cheerleading club. Really?
Yes, I was on the cheerleading club. I joined a lot of clubs in high school because I always loved being so involved. In grade 9, I joined swim team, clay club, drama club, you know, and then grade 10 was dance. And when I got to grade 11, I joined cheer, and that was a lot of fun because we went to Friday Night Lights, which is the big football game, and, you know, we put on a performance for the football players, and that was really cool. And then we got to take pictures, you know, and it's just like one of those high school shows.
Oh, wow, girl, you did a lot. Oh, wow. Can I get an S? A. Can I get a H? A. Can I get an A? A. Can I get a Y? Go, Shay. Go, Shay. Go, Shay. Go, Shay.
Okay.
Y'all need to see her. She's doing some splits here. Okay. So I heard you love kids. Tell me more about that.
I do. I started working with kids, officially working when I was in grade 11, but I've always been volunteering with kids since I started high school, and even before that I was babysitting and stuff. But I started working with the city, and I work in an after school program, and I do some other things on the side too. But I like to, you know, get together with the kids and listen to their crazy stories, because kids have some crazy stories.
Oh,
and
wow.
We just get together, we have fun. We play games, we have snack, and it's just so much fun getting to see them grow and develop. And I always have my little kids who are like 6 come back to me when they're like 10, and you know, it's just great to see them all grow like that.
When I heard you had kids, I was like, she really got kids? Oh my God. So how many you got?
I have 21 kids on my
app. Wait, what? 21? You the foster home girl. Oh my God.
It's an after school program, so you know, when our numbers could actually get bigger than that, but I previously had 21 kids, and you know, they were all great. We came together and we would go outside. We just spend 3 hours of the day together, so 15 hours a week, and it was insane, but I love those guys.
Oh, wow, this is a real head worker. I'm sure when you got your own kids, oh my God, they're gonna be lucky. So I'm gonna talk about relationships. I know my listeners wanna hear about that, right, guys? Well, we're getting the scoop from Miss Shay. So what about relationships? What relationships did you have in high school, and how did that affect you?
Well, in high school, I guess I had a lot of relationships because I'm
people, she said a lot. Listen.
I don't mean like intimate relationships. I mean just relationships as in connections with people. I was really involved, so I had a lot of different connections throughout my school and throughout my community center, which is where I volunteered. And I was a part of a lot of programs. So around the community center, you know, everyone, they just knew of me because I was so involved there.
I'm sure. And your smile too. She be smiling a lot. Her smile can blind you, literally. That is so good. It's so amazing to know that you can actually connect with people. High school helped you connect with people. That is pretty amazing.
For sure. I was totally and still am very shy and reserved at times, and I don't like to talk. But I, being in high school with all those different experiences of being a part of Youth Council and Pathways and Drama Club and dance, you know, I really got to expose myself and step out of my comfort zone and try something new.
Yeah, talking about leadership, you said you went to leadership camp. How was that?
I did. At my school, we have this thing called character education. And so what they did was they got 12 of the grade 12s they picked from all of the grade 12s in the school. And you got to be picked for a grade 12 leader, and that would let you control all of the different activities going on in the school pertaining to the different character traits. So we had altruism, which was what I am. We had creativity and confidence.
Oh, wow.
We had loyalty and honesty, respect, and cooperation, and just all the different character traits that come together. Then we took 150 students and we went to away camp, and we did a bunch of different trust activities and community building exercises to get them all engaged knowing about the different character traits.
Wow, you definitely did a lot than me in high school. People in high school, when I tell you, I was doing nothing. I just wanted to leave high school. But Miss Shay did a lot. She went to leadership camp. She had 21 kids. Can you imagine? She was a foster home in school. And she did drama cheerleading. Oh my gosh, she can split. Guys, you know how hard it is to split. This woman can do it. She is superwoman. And now let's ask Miss Shay some important stuff. Now we want to know what you predicting for your future. What do you see yourself in? I know you're gonna have a lot more than 21 kids in the future. I know that, right?
Well, yeah, we're doing it in total. I have a lot more than 20. 21 is just from my after-school program, and then I have about 10 in my jewelry class.
I told you, people.
Maybe like 30 or so in my drop-in. So, you know, I kids are all around me, and I don't think it's going to stop. And I want to, you know, when I get older, get into the child and youth work program. And hopefully from there,
that's beautiful,
branch out and do some more to
help
kids.
So, college, university?
I think I'm going to go to college.
Oh, okay.
And take that program. And then from there.
The program about kids.
Yes.
Oh, God. This is Mother Teresa here, right, people? We got Mother Teresa in the house.
So I hope to do that and, you know, graduate high school.
Beautiful. Well said. It is amazing to have you because you're such an amazing person. Guys, you really you need to meet Miss Shay because she's amazing and she has this beautiful smile and she beautiful. She a black Jamaican. You know what I mean, bruv. Who with me in the house? Right? That's how you guys say it.
Oh, Jess.
Oh, can we have a Jamaican accent from you? Please.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on. Go, Shay. Just try it. Just try it.
Wagwan.
Wagwan, my people. She said wagwan. Oh, thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy you could make it because, God, when I tell you this woman, you can get a hold of her. She like everywhere. She got 30 kids, my people. So she has a lot to do, but she took her time to be here with us. So we're really happy and we appreciate that. Thank you so much, Miss Shay, for being here.
You're welcome. I always have time for you, Jess.
Oh, that's true. Oh my God, I feel special. Well, people, that is it for today. We got the scoop on Miss Shay, and now we're gonna be heading out. I'm gonna see you guys later with more scoop. Don't go anywhere. It's Scoop with Jessie.